Hi, my name is Nathan Ho. I am 16 years old. Today is November 25th, 2018. I'm speaking with
Wen Ho.
and he is my dad. We are recording in my living room in Egg Harbor Township, New Jersey. So my first question is, where did you live as a child?
I live in Yangon, Myanmar.
And how was that like?
How is it like?
Yeah,
Is
how's
it's not bad.
it?
Yeah. Is the weather is hot. Yeah. The winter time is not that cold.
What were like the houses like?
The houses are like it's not like a modernized. It's not bad. It's comfortable to live in the city.
What were some memorable moments, like any fun moments you had in like your little neighborhood or village you lived in?
Yeah, we used to play on the street, play soccer, you know.
Anything else?
Play a lot with the kid on the street.
What schools did you go to in Myanmar?
I go to the very big school. They have a kindergarten up to the high school. It's a so big school.
Oh, so that
There's
must
a
be.
two big soccer field, and then a lot of basketball court too. It's a big school.
Did you play soccer a lot when you were younger?
Yeah, I play soccer. Our school is the boys' school, so there's no girl at all, except the teachers.
What were some funny experiences you had in school?
The funniest thing, yeah.
Anything cool happened in school?
Yeah, we used to, because boys' school, so we always like have a lot of fun.
Well, what did you guys do?
What do we can do? We do. We play soccer, play basketball, you know. Yeah, running around.
Did you play on a soccer team?
No.
Oh. Was there anything tough about growing up in Myanmar?
No, it's not tough. Except, if you have a good job, so you make decent income, so the living is easy there. The price of the commodity is not that expensive.
What were your parents like?
My parents are tough parents. My daddy is a very disciplined person, so we have to do everything on schedule. So, there's breakfast time, lunch time, dinner time, study time. There's a like fixed schedule for you.
What was your mom like?
My mom, she's good. She always like take care of the family, cook the dinner, everything ready on time.
How many brothers did you have?
I have four brothers. Two to five. Five brothers, so no sister.
Did you guys ever argue a lot?
Yeah, we do fight a lot. We play together, have a lot of fun when we are young.
What important lessons did you learn when living in Myanmar?
What is it?
What important lessons, like, did you learn any important lessons over there from your parents or just living in Myanmar?
Yeah, in the old day in Burma, like as long as you don't do politic, you just do like regular citizen, everything is good.
What was wrong with politics?
Politic in the old day is socialist, so it's not like a democratic country. So you cannot criticize or give any comment on the government. As long as you don't do politics and you don't comment on the government, you're fine. Now it's democracy country now, so everything is like United States in freedom of speech, everything is good now.
Have you done anything you regret?
No, everything's good. I don't do any regretting in my life. I'm a good student when I was young.
How did you and mom meet?
She is she went she and me went to the same English language school. We do the extra curriculum classes for English language. So we met I met her at the school.
What school?
English language school.
Where was that? Was that in Myanmar?
Yeah, it's in Yangon, Myanmar, because it's like an extra curriculum classes. So after school, you want to be, do some enrichment classes. to improve your English language. Because like when we back in the day in Burma, English language is more important because we regard it as an international language. So you have to know how to speak in English.
Do you think learning English at a young age helped you a lot?
Yes, helped me a lot. That's why, you know, because I speak like three languages.
And what languages are they?
Yeah, I speak Mandarin, Chinese, you know, and then English and Burmese too.
So you told me before you went to Taiwan, right?
Mm-hmm.
To study over there. So what did you do over there?
Yeah, I went to vocational high school. So I learned the mechanical technique, like how to do machining on, you know, a lot of different stuff. I do learn like a drawing, how to draw on the board. You know, it's a good time there.
Did you originally want to become an engineer or?
Yeah, when I was young, I wanted to be an engineer. So I do always emphasize on my math skill. Yeah, for engineer, the math is really important.
What are some like family traditions that you learn from your parents that like you try and pass down?
Yeah, so we always have to respect the parents, you know, whatever like they say, try to be considered, you know, respectful and, you know.
So how did you come to the U.S.?
How do I come to the U.S.?
Yeah.
By plane.
Like, what was the process that you had to...
Yeah, I came here for study. I went to the college. I went to Rowan University, studied mechanical engineering. And I got the bachelor, and I went to North Carolina State for my graduate study.
Was it hard to come over to the U.S.?
It's not that hard.
Oh. Okay. Did mom come with you, or...?
Yeah, she came with me and she studied at the Atlantic Cape Community College.
And how do you want to be remembered as?
Okay, I want you guys to remember me as a good daddy. Yeah, try to encourage the kid to be educated, you know, passionate about what they're doing.
So what qualities of like you do you see in me? So like anything that you did as a child that you see like I'm kind of like the same?
Yeah, when we are young, we don't do like you know, the activity a lot. We just like focus on school lesson, not doing sport or music a lot. So as you guys right now, and like you can do a lot of like, you know, sport and music, so there's some accomplishment you can get, you know, by learning the music and doing the sport.
So you never did anything music?
We did like a little bit. It's not like a really, you know, doing the music at school. We don't have music lesson in the school. So you have to go outside and learn. So not a lot of people, parents are, you know, encourage their kid to do the music.
So you just had to focus on studying, right?
Yeah.
Studying math.
Mm-hmm.
So you speak Chinese, right? And what are some Chinese proverbs that you have that you know and you would like to share?
Yeah, there's one of the proverbs is, I think it's good. They say like, 勤能补拙. It means like, in order to be successful, you don't need to be smart. You have to be like more disciplined and work hard, right? So if you work hard, you do discipline it, and you will achieve and you will be successful. You don't need, you really need to be smart.
Do you have another one?
早睡早起身体好. If you have to be wake up early morning, you will be healthy. You have to be more energetic, more active. So you always have to be sleep early, get up early. It's the best for your health and best for your brain.
Okay. Yeah, that's it. All right, thank you for doing the interview with me.
Okay. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay, if you're listening, have a good morning, have a good afternoon, and have a good night. All right, bye. I'm gonna say
bye.
Lawrence?
Bye.
That's my little brother. Okay. Bye-bye.